This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The White House request for $87 billion to support U.S. operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, including more than $20 billion to rebuild Iraq, has turned into a tug-of-war with Congress. Some lawmakers say Iraq's reconstruction money should be loaned, not given. Others say that money should be spent at home, not abroad. As debate intensified yesterday, Bush administration officials fanned out over Capitol Hill to promote the president's request. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown stands at the podium of the plush House chamber, waving a handful of papers. These letters from the people he represents in Ohio, he says, are what's driving him to question giving more money for the Iraq war.
Janet from Norton, Ohio writes, "Please do not vote for one more cent to be spent on this losing proposition in Iraq." Judith writes, "Our president has arrogantly put us into a position where we stand in many ways alone, and we are making a huge mess of things."
Letter after letter, Brown says, asks why the U.S. government is already spending $1 billion a week in Iraq, not to mention the $87 billion more the president has requested. Republicans are uneasy about the money, too. One of them, Florida's Cliff Stearns, took the podium right after Brown.
"Now, the American people are generous people. They understand that it is for the greater good to help someone help themselves. But they also recognize we cannot continue to provide open-ended monetary assistance if we do not receive something in return. Why not provide loans for reconstruction?"
Stern said a loan to the fledgling government of Iraq could be guaranteed by future oil production. The Bush administration expects pumping crude oil could eventually earn tens of billions a year for the country. But when lawmakers floated the idea of a loan with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, he scowled.
"That country is saddled with an enormous amount of debt that was incurred by Saddam Hussein, and the goal is to get them on an up path, and you don't get on an up path by leaving them in a hole like that."
Democrats were quick to question that logic. Oregon's Peter DeFazio was livid, saying Americans are being saddled with that debt instead. In fact, he said the federal government will have to borrow every penny of the $87 billion.
"That's right, borrow. We're going to obligate Americans for the next 30 years to pay for the rebuilding of Iraq."
Be that as it may, the Bush administration argues that loans are not what's needed in Iraq. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told a House committee yesterday that loans would cast the U.S. in a bad light.
"I think this is not inconsequential perception of coming as, quote, liberators and then staying there and loaning money."
Armitage also said that if the U.S. gave loans rather than grants, other countries would do the same. And it's grants the Bush administration is seeking at the International Donors Conference in Madrid later this month. While some congressmen talked of Iraq's massive need for health care, electricity, roads, schools, and so on, a group made up mostly of Democrats pointed to similar needs back in the United States. About 100 of them, led by Illinois' Rahm Emanuel and Oregon's Peter DeFazio, announced they would offer an amendment to the president's funding request, mandating that every dollar spent to rebuild Iraq be matched with a dollar for such needs in the U.S. DeFazio said it would be money well spent.
$20.3 billion spent in the United States of America on infrastructure would put 1 million people to work this year, and it would invest and grow into the future. Now, that might even be worth borrowing money for."
The majority of Republicans and Democrats say, in the end, they'll support the $87 billion request. Even the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee said yesterday a surgeon can't cut open a patient and then leave him on the operating table. But the reconstruction money remains tough to sell, and with the debate over money for Iraq now likely to last into mid-October, the sale may get tougher still. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.